The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 4 of the addiction recovery program.
My name is Scott, and I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott.
I came into this program in 2002, and I feel like within the first, few months, I was able to go through steps 1, 2, and 3. But when it came to 4, I literally just balked. And I did that for 2 years. Just my sponsor was constantly trying to get me to start step 4, and it just seemed so overwhelming, and I did not want to look at my past at all. I didn't want to look at the things I had done when I was using, and I chose not to do that. And he kept telling me, "You're not going to progress, you're not going to get sober," and I didn't listen to any of that. And of course I didn't get much sobriety, not working through my step 4. And just like, Robert and Steve, I made choices while I was using that wound me up in the Utah State Prison. And once I was there, I was quite a bit more humble, and I was willing to listen to my sponsor. Like when I'd talk to him on the phone or he'd come to visit. But then I did 6.5 years in the Utah State Prison. It wasn't even until I was in there 5 years. I was in there 5 years when I finally went out into the day room and got a pen and some paper and just started writing. And, just like Steve was saying, it was a very painful experience. And I remember one point just, I was writing on a Sunday and I was blessed that the bishop that was over the branch down there had called me in to meet with him. And I just told him, I just broke down, and I'm like, I told him I'm doing my step 4 inventory, and it's just really hard. And, I just felt emotionally a wreck. And there was part of me that was triggered. There was part of me that was wanting that life. And then there was part of me that was just like, I can't believe you did that. But I was really grateful. I had all the time in the world to work through mine, so mine ended up being 74 pages long. But I wouldn't suggest to anybody to do one that long. I happened to have the time, and I'm a perfectionist, and so I just wanted to make sure I got everything down. And I brought it in and presented it to actually my therapist in the prison, and he took it and read it over, I don't know, the course of a couple of days or something. And then I went and met with him again, and he said, I thought, okay, now he's going to reject me, because now he knows everything. And he didn't, I found that that's not what happens, when we do our step four, we present it to our sponsor or whoever we choose, our bishop or whoever we can at the time. My sponsor wasn't there, so I wasn't able to do that. But, I felt so free, and I was so grateful that I did do that. And I'm thankful for this program. I know that when we are reading in this chapter, there's always these six words that always stand out to me on page 23, in the upper left-hand paragraph. And the first time I noticed it was when I was in prison and when I was working on this step. It says, it's just six words. It says, reveal the truth, face the truth. And so that's what this step's about. It's just about revealing the truth and facing the truth. And with that, I'll say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon channel.